The U.S. Senate has passed a bill that has bipartisan support to reform the country's immigration system, and McCain says it's time for the House to do the same. He says there are 11 million people in the country illegally and that the majority of them have been in the country for a long time. He says that's de facto amnesty. The Senate-approved immigration bill says the border must be secure before immigrants in the country without legal documents can begin working toward citizenship.
Now there are people in this room who will say, well, but the border's not secure. The border is not secure, but it's a lot more secure than it was back in 1986 when we gave amnesty to 3 million people.
McCain says the issues of immigration reform and border security are critical, and Congress must work across party lines to find a way to fix the problems.
So I guess what I'm asking you is to consider that we have an unacceptable situation as it is today, and we need to all work together, no matter where we are in the political spectrum, to try to resolve that issue.
Drug policy is also part of the border picture, he says, and that's an area Arizona's senior senator says he's conflicted about because he must represent Arizonans, even though he thinks some drug use is being glorified in pop culture.
As you know, the people of Arizona voted that marijuana will be legal in Arizona for, quote, medicinal purposes, and that has been broadly interpreted, as you know, and that's been the story in the case of other states in America.
On the federal budget, McCain says there is a proposal to repeal the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, but that won't save enough money. One woman in the audience said the federal budget cuts have impacted her employer, a hospice provider, because the government is paying less for care of patients on Medicare. She asked if the government is going to shut down because of sequestration on October 1st, the beginning of the federal fiscal year.
I don't know what's going to happen. But I do believe we're not going to shut down the government. I do believe that it's time that the American people are heard. They want us to sit down together and avoid what's turning into every year or every 2 years that we threaten people like you.
McCain says sequestration is not the answer because the cuts are required of every federal department. He'd rather see specific budget cuts of instances of wasteful spending. He also gave a mea culpa.
Interest of full disclosure, I voted for it. Dumbest vote I've made in while I've been in the Congress.
One of the political action groups lobbying for stricter gun controls asked supporters to attend the Tucson town hall and thank McCain for his vote to expand background checks for gun sales. He says he thinks there's more to be done.
We cannot have people who are mentally unstable have weapons in their hands.
McCain also agreed to meet with the Green family, whose daughter Christina Taylor was shot on January 8, 2011. He says Arizona is among those states hardest hit by mass shootings. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.